Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about, there's a fun article. And the reason why I could do this without an article, I could just have a discussion with you guys. But the reason I bring up the article is because otherwise I have to sit down and make notes of what I want to talk about and try to remember, don't forget this point. And sometimes I end up rambling on for too long. And I still do that anyway. Sometimes I'm not exactly clear and concise in getting to the point. But I came across a fun article that was interesting because it talks about a lot of using pronouns, saying he, and you, meaning that they've written this for women of what, like why they shouldn't be in relationships. But I think I read through this. I said, you know, there's a lot of good points to this that both applies to men and women. And I think after reading this, I think relationships, I think they're done. Like, I think a healthy relationship doesn't exist anymore because we live in the land of everybody loves themselves and everybody needs attention and external validation, and that there is no more living for somebody else. You see it often where women now are saying, I don't want kids either at all or until very late because I want to live my life. I want to enjoy things. I. Now, I'm the same way. So I can't be harsh on them. I've never wanted a family. But I know I'm selfish, and I know that I would probably make a great father if that happened, just because I like teaching and my father was a good father to me. But I know that's not in my cards. That's not the direction I want to go in. But at least I know this about myself. But so many people now are waiting until very late. The other thing too is I had an article pulled up, and I may have to find it again. But a lot of women right now are really, really upset because they were waiting until 38, 39, 40 and hoping to have IVF done so that they could go in and maybe try to have a child late in life. And they say, hey, because of this, the outbreak right now, this is going to throw everything off for me. And now I may not have kids. Well, can you imagine waiting right up until the last minute for something and then being angry that something happens that has only been in effect a couple of months and may only be in effect for maybe 6 months or whatever it is until the economy gets going back again? Can you imagine being angry at that 6 month period of time for keeping you from having kids when you've had 38 years? Well, we'll say from 18, you've had 20 years to figure out what you want to do. So let's get into the article here about 11 signs you shouldn't be in a relationship. So this one I find is interesting because, again, it's written for women, but I think, again, this applies to both men and women. And after reading this, you'll see why I say maybe relationships are done. Maybe just having a healthy relationship is over. Maybe now it's going to be a kind of just a casual hookup culture. And for kids, that maybe we can put something through the courts to where it becomes a little more reasonable for what men have to pay, and men can decide if they want to have kids. And but I don't know. To me, the family part just seems to be done. And how you manage kids in that, I don't know. It says here, some people think being in a relationship, even if it's a crappy one, is better than being alone. But those people are wrong. There are times when you're better off alone and you can relate to any of these signs. You really don't belong in a relationship right now. So that means if you hit one of these, they're telling women you don't belong in a relationship. And I think the same is true for men. That if you're lacking certain things, being in a relationship is not going to ever fix any problem ever. You have to be 100% good, 100% healthy, 100% happy on your own before you even consider adding somebody else to that. They say, number one, you still miss your ex. For whatever reason, your ex is always on your mind and you rack your brain constantly about why it didn't work, if it's still flexible, or whether or not they're happier without you. If you still miss your ex, a new relationship isn't going to help you move on. I will add to that, if you're still angry at your ex, if you still can't trust other people because of your ex, if you, anything your ex did to you, you're going to bring into the next relationship here, don't get in a relationship. Now, for me, that means I should never be in a relationship again. Why? Because I've had so many exes do so many dirty, wrong, bad things to me that that's now permanently printed on my brain. I can't walk away from it and say, that won't happen again. Or, this person I can totally trust, or she won't do anything like that. Because after that happens time and time and time and time again, eventually you go, man, all women are like that. All my relationships are like that. I don't want any part of this anymore. Now, the other challenge is that when women go out and they go club hopping or whatever, a guy that's a nine, that just wants a little bit of casual fun, will date down, will sleep down. And so he might go with a six or a seven because she's fun and she's relatively really into him. And as such, he doesn't have to put forth any effort to get a little bit of bedroom fun, as it were. But she very much so may still want that kind of guy and care about him. So when she's going out with you, she's still hoping to maybe bounce back up to a guy like this. That's something to keep in mind. But if you're still angry, frustrated, you don't trust, whatever, no relationships. So for that reason, I'm out. Maybe you are too. Number two, you have low self-esteem. If you don't love yourself, nobody else is going to love you. It sounds ridiculously cliche, but it's true. Before getting into a relationship with anyone, you need to work on being happy with you so that you don't settle for less than you deserve. Remember, this is written for the ladies out there. Don't get less than you deserve, lady. Hey, you know what? What do I deserve? I'm a good guy. I'm a great man. I know how to fix things. I'm financially secure, relatively, when I'm actually working and not sitting here building a bus. You know, I've got my life together. I'm not a bad looking guy. I'm not great looking. I'm not bad looking. I deserve a wonderful woman, a beautiful woman, one that'll give me all the attention of the world. Will I get it? No, probably not. Now, could a really good woman deserve a very attractive, tall, muscular man that makes lots of money and is sweet and kind with kids and will love her parents? Yeah, sure, she deserves that. Doesn't mean you're going to get one. There's only so many people. You have to make sacrifices in relationships. You know, I've had ex-girlfriends that maybe were not the prettiest in the face. Like, they weren't a model looking. They were average looking face, but they loved working out and they loved my hobbies and they loved my activities. So we got along great. You're not going to get it all. It just doesn't exist. So the don't settle for less than you deserve. You can't have that mindset or you're never going to find anyone. Settle, when people say settle on somebody that's, you know, if you're a little better average than looking, then date somebody that's a little better at the average than looking. You know, if I make $50,000 a year and she makes $40,000 or $35,000 a year, close enough. Between us, that's $85,000. That's what well above most household incomes. So you could be financially comfortable. Once over $75,000, they call that the happiness line. That means you're not worried about insurance. You're not worried about bills and food on the table and your utility payments and if your car breaks down. So even if a guy makes $40,000 and she makes $35,000, if they're cautious with their spending, you're fine. So again, you have to make some sacrifices. But here, they're saying, hey, if you feel like you're not getting what you deserve, stay single. That's every woman I know, honestly. And that's a lot of guys that I know too. You know, a lot of younger guys that are coming up, the guys that don't want to settle down in a long-term relationship, they're going around having lots of action with women, lots of fun, but they don't want to settle down because they think, hey, I deserve, you know, someone that's amazing. Well, not that many people are amazing. There's a reason why they call it average. Is anything better than average is a win. So many times when a guy says, yeah, man, I went out with a girl, blah, blah, she was a six and a half. People go, oh, man, you got to do better than that. Why? That's like 15% better than average. That puts her in the 65 percentile. Hey, you could do a lot worse than that. So that mindset causes people to stay single when really they've maybe have met somebody that might be on their same par. If I were to flip through all the women that I've dated in my life, some of them, you'd look at them and you'd say, wow, she's a nine in the face. Yes, she was a nine in the face and a four in the personality. Others, you might say, hey, she's kind of plain Jane. Yeah, maybe she's a six looking, but she was an eight as far as her personality and our love of doing things together. You know, you're not going to get eights across the board or nines across the board. You got to give up on that stuff. Too many, I think, people get caught on that. Number four, you feel lost in life. Man, welcome to everybody. Again, seriously. You know, I had a 9-to-5 job. I was a network engineer, but I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel like my life was being fulfilled. I was bringing home a paycheck. I was going to CrossFit gym, you know, twice a day. I was running. I had my hobbies, riding motorcycle, but I felt something was missing. I didn't know what it was. Now, for me, it's travel, but a lot of people don't know what's going to make them happy. Well, it takes you a while to find that. And it used to be you get married and have kids, and that the family becomes your drive in life. That's gone now. They say no matter how hard you try to get your act together, you don't know which way is up in life. Guess what? Jumping into a relationship with someone isn't going to help that. Work your stuff out, and when you're actually ready for a relationship, you'll be more likely to find the right guy or girl. Okay, so when do young people figure it out? Again, you can't wait for that. Okay, as a young woman or say a young man today, all right, I want to go to college. Okay, you go to college. You're done by 22, 23. All right, now I need to find a job and start paying down my school loans because they're looming. I've got to get a job that pays decent. It may not be what I want to do for my career, but okay, I'll get started on that. And I do that for a few years and work down the school loans, but nowadays that may take you a decade. And then you finally find the job that you love. And before you know it, you're 35. You can't do that. You have to start deciding early on in life, hey, you know, if you want to be with somebody else, you have to incorporate them into your figuring out who you are. And then a lot of times people are figuring out, hey, I am a different person than who I was, and I'm married to somebody that's different, and we're unhappy, and they split. Again, another reason not to get married or cohabitate. Number five, and this one's a big one. You have a hard time being alone. If you hate being alone, even for a few hours, or find that it gives you anxiety, that's not a good sign. If you can't spend time with yourself, what makes you think anyone else is going to want to? You have to enjoy your own company because there are times when it's all you'll have, and you should, and that should absolutely be enough. Okay, how many times can women take the phone, put it down, and not touch it for multiple hours? Even if it buzzes, even if it going ringing, whatever it does off the hook with all their notifications from Facebook and Twitter and Tinder and Bumble and messages and, right? Well, you're never alone when you have a phone. You're never alone. As a matter of fact, my SIM card on this thing went dead. I don't know how long ago. I haven't even bothered to replace it yet, just because I never get messages or calls when I'm off Wi-Fi because I'm here all the time. I'm just not that important. There's nothing out there that I will miss. So when I'm working on a bus all day by myself again, I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Well, how many people are ever really alone? And I know I'm using myself as an example, but I don't have anybody else to use as an example when it comes to this stuff. But how many people are out there really alone? How many people can shut off the phone and just be by themselves for days at a time? The answer is zero. And as such, you're never alone. You've always got that person. And I especially talk to women when I say this. They've always got a friend they're messaging, a guy they're messaging, checking Facebook, checking Instagram, checking. Every relationship I've had since the cell phone came out, women are doing that. And so they're never alone. They can't sit and stew in their own thought. As such, no one should be in a relationship because no one's ever alone because they're always got their lifeline attached to the darn phones. Number six, you think a relationship will fix all your problems. This is applicable for everyone, but I think it's also good here, this one for men, because I've had some of you young guys that have said, I've never dated, or I just want someone to love or someone to love me. I want to experience that relationship. I get you. I know you want to experience it, but If you're not happy right now, and if you don't feel your life is completely fulfilled and 100% wonderful as it stands with you by yourself, she is not going to make you any happier. And same thing, he is not going to make you any happier. You're going to be just as miserable, except you're going to have somebody else along for the ride, and that complicates things even beyond that. They say relationships will never fix any issues you have with yourself or in your life, and if you think that being a couple will magically put everything in place, then you're sorely mistaken. The only person that can fix your problems is you. I think that's very apropos. I think that's accurate. Let's see the next one. You've been a serial monogamist since you were a teenager. If you've never taken the time to be single, you'll never really give yourself a chance to be to do you to the fullest. Being a serial monogamist won't land you Mr. Right any faster, so it's better to be alone and figure out what you want before being with someone for the sole fact that they are here and they like you, right? So if you're single, you're doing your own thing, and you've always done that, then trying to find a long-term relationship's not, it's going to be hard. and you've never, again, never given yourself to do you to the fullest. Okay, so young woman goes to college, young guy goes to college, they do their thing, they come out, they find their job. And this used to be when women would find a little bit older guy, a successful guy, and date him and get things going. But no, you haven't done you to the fullest. So now what's that mean? That means you've got to go out. You've got to go on lots of dates. You have to be probably too promiscuous. You need to have your fun and figure it all out and so on. And next thing you know, woman's in her 30s, and we know how what happens after that. Number eight, you think people in relationships are generally happier. I can tell you this, they are not. This is probably the number one reason why I'm not in a long-term relationship and don't plan to be. They say people in relationships can be happier than single people, but it sure isn't because they're part of a couple. Your happiness relies on you and you alone. If you expect to be happier just because you're in a relationship, you're living in a fantasy. I've never been happier in a relationship than I have been single. I do what I want, when I want, how I want, spend my money the way I want, go where I want. If I don't feel like doing something, I don't do it, which when you're in a relationship, that happens a lot where it's, oh, well, we have to go to my mother-in-law's second cousin's wedding, so you need to rent a tuxedo. I don't, or wear your suit. I don't want to do that. I don't care. Well, they expect you. It's all sacrifice when it comes to relationship. Forget it. You're going to be less happy in a relationship from my mind. But the one benefit you do get out of it is you get someone to have a little bit of bedroom fun with, and you have a friend and a companion around. For me, I just skip out on the bedroom fun, and I've got a great dog and some friends that I message and talk to once a month to make sure they're still alive. Number nine, you've never been happy single. And there it is. That is so key for so many people today. If you notice, they're hammering home, you have to be single by yourself before you're in a relationship. It says, being happy while being alone is important when it comes to finding long-term love. You don't need a relationship to be happy. And until you learn that, you probably always rely on others to bring meaning to your life. Exactly. So when she has dated you for a while and you're not bringing her meaning to her life, she's done with you. And she goes looking for somebody else that's more exciting, more interesting, will bring the tingles, will make her feel excited all over again. And that's what brings meaning into her life. And she's done. She's out. That's why relationships now, they start talking about having an open relationship or finding a new partner or cheating after a year, 18 months, because what you bring to them, the excitement and the meaning of life that you've brought to them, is over. Now I need to find someone else that will bring meaning to life to me. Again, but it's not you. It's going to be somebody else that's new or different or challenging or whatever. Number 10, you don't know what kind of life you want. If you've never taken the time to discover your passion or decide what kind of life you want to live in a relationship, that isn't going to help that. A partner isn't going to have these answers. They can only come from you, right? And how many young people are lost and don't know what they want to do, where they want to go, have a goal in mind? I didn't have one. And I know what that's like. You feel like you're floundering around having no idea of what I should be doing and what comes next. So whether you're a guy or a girl, people are taking longer to figure out what they want to do in life. And as such, a lot of times men and women are both, you know, flying into their 30s, having no clue what they're doing, where they're going, or what their long-term plans are. When you were young, you know, back in history, a young man might say, this is not my dream job, but it pays well. And as such, if it pays well and I can get a good job with good benefits, I can have a wife and a family. There's what they wanted out of life, was the wife and the family. Now that's gone. The wife and the kids, that's not a desire for a lot of people nowadays. It becomes about career, maybe a nightlife with your friends and hobbies. And that's for both men and women. So again, the only thing I think that is challenging to women on this fact is that the biological clock makes them say around 30-something, holy crap, I want to have kids, and I didn't realize it, and now it's too late, and I've got to find a guy. But the guys at this point have already realized that maybe life is better without a long-term relationship, so they're not interested. And number 11, the whole, you know, I keep saying, well, this is the big reason why I got out of dating. This might be number one for me. This is really probably what... the rest of the stuff I learned after saying, forget it, I'm out. But this one is the reason why I am single and will be probably forever. I can't see it going any other way. If you cheat in every relationship you're in, if you find yourself constantly cheating on partners, no matter who they are, there's a problem there. It probably has something to do with not knowing what you want, but until you figure out the reason behind it, you're never able to have a functional relationship. How many times have women said, nope, I'm just going to party it up, lots of partners, so on and so forth. And the reason why I'm focusing on women on this is because, you know, in the past, it was, you know, if guys had a few extra partners, it's a little different for guys to women. And you may say that's not fair, but it's just the way that it works, is that a guy that has, a guy that all the women wants and have had is a playboy. He's a stud. He's the man. I don't know what it is in nature that gives us that. I'm like flailing today. I don't know what that is in nature that gives us that thought, but there's something about when a man is desired by a lot of women and he's had lots of women, women consider him a catch because he is a high value, like the herd wants him. I don't know what that is. But when a woman is desired by lots of men, it makes her also, same thing, a highly valued woman. The problem is if she has many partners, it makes her not selective. And if it makes her not selective, that's actually a bad thing, not a good thing. It's the opposite. It is what it is. But now with young women going out and finding themselves in college and finding themselves, by the time it comes around to it, they're not able to just say, you know what, I know Mark had big muscles and Rick was tall and Chad's six pack was athletic and this guy and this guy and this guy. And when it comes down to finding their one guy, for some reason, they don't seem to ever be able to let go of the other high status, good looking guys they've had. Okay. I've had relationships where one woman was far superior to another one, but it doesn't mean that that other one didn't bring things to the relationship that I valued and I enjoyed my time with. And it doesn't mean I'd go back to the other one because she had issues or she had something else. But if I were to line up all the women that I've ever dated, I could point to ones and say, my preference is this one or this one. I enjoyed those relationships better than the others. Well, when you're comparing that with other people, it's naturally going to happen that you're going to become more selective. It's why now at 47, I'm way, way, way more picky on who my time goes to or who I spend time with than I did when I was 18 or 20, because I know what I like, I know what I want. Well, when you're a young person, spending your time with so many other people, all you're doing is padding your resume with a lot of experience, and then it makes it even harder to find somebody you're willing to kind of settle down with and be happy with. It's not fair, and this goes for both guys and girls. The difference is, guys will still say, hey, you know what? I'm getting some enjoyment in the bedroom. She's a good partner. We have enough in common. I can look over some of the little things. At least that's how it was in my day. Now, maybe young men are different today. I don't know. But I definitely know younger women today are different because I've dated some of them. And many times it's, again, like they set up in number three here, whatever it is, never settle for anything less than you deserve. And so they'll be with somebody because they're not, I mean, you look at these numbers and it says, well, you know, you have to be okay being alone. But a lot of people aren't okay being alone. And as such, they will be with someone, but it may not be the ideal someone or the someone they really want to be with. So they're with that someone until someone better comes along and then they cheat or they step out or they break up. And so it just becomes an awful mess for everyone involved. The women are unhappy. They're not with someone they really want to be with. It'd be better if they just stayed single until who they found. And the guys aren't happy because number one, they're maybe falling in love or they're maybe happy with her and they're trying to bond or get closer to her and she's going to yeet out of there and just leave him heartbroken. Or the guys are very selective as well and they're just happy having lots of partners and never have any intention of settling down because life's good for them. Number 12, forever alone scares you to death. You're still young and have plenty of time to find quote, the one, which doesn't exist. I'll just tell you that now. But for some reason, you're convinced that because you're single now, you're probably going to die alone. That's not true. But if it's the only reason you want to be with someone, you're not going to find a fulfilling relationship, just a placeholder partner. And whether it's the being alone or not okay in your own skin and you need that narcissistic fulfillment or you need attention or you don't like being alone, all these are reasons that people get in relationships with anyone or they're dating anyone or they're betting anyone at all. And then they're like, okay, somebody likes me. I'm with somebody, a little bit of a safety net. Now let me find somebody better. Now, hopefully, I'll find that person that I really deserve, as they say here. And then they step out, or they cheat, or they leave. And then the cycle repeats again and again and again. And this is why I think long-term relationships and eventually marriage just may be done. It's just a factor of society. I think it's what we've done to ourselves. The fact that I can connect to anyone in the world with this stupid thing and chat and get to know somebody and you know, if I'm happily married and a beautiful woman that's a friend of mine from 10 years ago reaches out to me in Facebook messages and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. I haven't seen you forever. Remember when we used to do this and we had such a good time and I'm still in the area and I'd love to see you again. And I say, wow, man, she was really beautiful. And it didn't work out with us because she had to move away or whatever excuse. Let me just talk to her. Maybe I'll just meet her for coffee and I'm not going to do anything. I mean, I'm happily married, but doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. This, the phone and social media and being able to reach out to anyone at any time and get validation and attention and other prospects of relationships, it's all way too easy now and it's way too convenient. And this is for everyone. You know, if I were to get in a long-term relationship like I have a few years ago, either A, she would be on her phone all the time, or B, if for some reason I said, you know what, this relationship isn't making me happy, how easy is it for me, and I did not do this, but how easy is it for me to pick up the phone and start messaging exes or go on a dating app? She could be sleeping next to me in a bed and I've got a dating app open swiping away, right? Or texting somebody else that I'm kind of interested in. You're aligning your next, you know, your parachute to jump out of the plane you're in to go land somewhere. You're lining up your next one while you're right next to somebody in bed. You know, it's not the whispers on the telephone anymore. I think because of the prevalence and how easy it is to meet somebody else, to date, to cheat, I just think long-term relationships are done. And this is for both guys and girls. And for men, it does not benefit you because if you do get in a long-term relationship, if you do have a family, if you do get married, the bailout from either partner, whether she leaves or you leaves, is going to cost you. It's going to cost you in the ability to see your kids in custody. It's going to cost you in child support. It may cost you in alimony. It's going to cost you in years wasted of your life doing things that weren't in your best interest. Okay, to make the family work, you've been slaving away and making sacrifices for the family. All for what? Because they just left and you have nothing now. And how many guys have we heard stories out after 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, where they put all this time, all this effort, all this energy, she leaves with the kids, he's stuck with child support, and he's left with nothing, except maybe his job and half of what he used to have. And as such, you know, this is where a lot of men start looking down the pipe of a bang machine, right? Can't say the word, but they start looking down the barrel because, you know, they feel like they've thrown their life away and they're done. So, guys, you know, this is another message of, hey, dating bad doesn't work out so well. But this message is going out to women too. And if you go through the checklist, I don't think there's anybody that meets the checklist anymore, both from the guy's standpoint, because guys have been hurt, guys have been abused, guys have been in pain. And from the lady's standpoint that, well, you're just not what they deserve. They deserve better. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, like, comment, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and check out my old content. That's the best way to support me. If you'd like to support me directly, links are below. And as always, links are below. And as always, I have my Patreon and Subscribestar and PayPal and you name it. So if you want to support me directly, that's a great way to go. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, if you really go down through the checklists, no one, and I mean no one, is in a place where a long-term relationship will really work out anymore. ¶¶